So Denver, for me, was one of the most amazing narratives that they created of our groups as they began to think of it. Because oftentimes we talk about things like gentrification, and we don't necessarily talk about, well, what does that mean for young people? And for the young people we spoke with in Denver, what their story and where it ended up evolving was really around how community development initiatives were impacting their relationship with police. And so they talked about feeling initially like their community was neglected, in the sense that there was not a lot of investment in their area. But as the area was beginning to develop, there was new building going on, that suddenly they went from being not looked at all to really being surveilled and feeling like they were under surveillance in places where they might go downtown and hang out and walk around, but they wouldn't go there anymore because they didn't feel welcome. They didn't feel as though they belonged, and they felt like that these new efforts had a negative impact on their relationship with police. And they talked about how that, you know, led some young people to not go outside or not walk around. And when you think about health and wellness and getting outside and moving around, that's pretty significant for young. If young people are not wanting to go outside and be outside moving around, and they're just hanging out inside as a result of it, it has some pretty not unintended consequences of a community development initiative. So it's important for young people to actually be at the table, because if otherwise, we wouldn't be having a conversation around it.
What then is the intersection between gentrification and police relations? Because we've often discussed both of those in the context of Denver, how we're seeing communities being displaced and rents and property prices increasing. That's the offshoot of gentrification. And then police relations being a different thing. But this study seems to look at the intersection of both of those elements and really take a look at that as an obstacle to wellness and health.
Our Boston team gentrification came up as well. And similarly in Boston, you know, when we think about gentrification, just like in Denver, it comes up around displacement. Affordable housing is often the solution, some of the solutions that we're talking about. But for young people, they talked about it as complicating an already difficult relationship with the police. And, you know, we have to also put this in context, that we're doing this during the summer of 2016, when we've seen, you know, young people are not immune to what they're seeing in the media around police relations at the same time. So it's already this complex relationship. But then really going and finding themselves in neighborhoods that they might have hung out in a couple of years ago that are now being redeveloped, where there are, you know, newcomers in the area, and feeling as though that the police are there more so to protect the newcomers, but to protect the newcomers from them. And so that they're being watched and they're not welcome. And areas where young people might have played outside in the past, you know, they feel as though they're not wanted in terms of playing outside, and they're told to go away or to disperse and not to congregate in those particular areas. And so it's complicated in terms of their thinking about their relationship with the police, which was already not always positive, but now they're feeling as though they're just always under surveillance from the police.